Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk Attachments podcast. My name is Jessica Da Silva, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and an attachment coach, helping adults end their unhealthy dating patterns and create stronger, secure relationships. Attachment theory gives us insight into how we currently experience love through understanding our earlier attachment dynamics. I created this podcast as a safe space to share stories and insights on different aspects of attachment so that you can better understand how this manifests in your own life. My only request is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode on attachment styles and hookups. As you may already know, attachment styles play a major role in the way we approach and experience dating, relationships, and sex. And there are many common themes that each attachment style experiences when hooking up. Now, keep in mind that where you fall on the attachment spectrum plays a role on your approach to hooking up. And actually, to discover your attachment styles, right, because we often relate to more than just one, you can take my free quiz after this episode. The link is in the show notes. So let's start with anxious attachments. Anxious attachments prefer committed relationships over casual dating and hookups. This is because they tend to get many of their emotional needs met in committed relationships. Whereas hookups, on the other hand, can feel really triggering because of the uncertainty and unpredictability involved. If you have an anxious attachment style, you know what I mean. So when anxious attachments, when they feel triggered, their nervous system becomes very activated, and therefore they become super preoccupied on the person they are hooking up with, wondering, you know, what they're doing, if they're interested, if they're seeing other people, if they're going to reach out to you. This preoccupation causes them a lot of stress and worry during the hookup phase. This is also where they can create a lot of stories and fantasies and expectations for that person. Anxious attachments really, really crave certainty. This is a major need for anxious attachments. So the uncertainty in the hookup phase can feel very unsettling. Anxious attachments tend to have more intimate partners compared to other attachment styles. This can be due to a lack of boundaries, right? This fear of disappointing people and saying no to people, people pleasing, but also because they enjoy, right? They just enjoy the connection that sexual intimacy provides. They use sex to meet their need for approval, right? Or they use hookups to meet their need for approval, validation, to meet their need for connection. Being desired reassures them that they are good enough, right? That they're wanted, that they're attractive, that they're appealing, that they're worthy. These are emotional needs that are often, that were often unmet in the past, right? These are emotional needs that they didn't really get from their earlier attachment figures. So they're kind of just subconsciously getting them met through hookups and these sexual encounters sometimes. They will often go to great lengths to get the attention, the proximity, the reassurance, and approval of others, sometimes using manipulation tactics such as sugarcoating, lying, agreeableness, stalking, and seductive behaviors. Now, here's the thing. The word manipulation is not all bad. I know it's really triggering because now in our society, this word is really, it's seen with narcissism. It's just really turned into this very negative experience. I actually used this word on an Instagram post I made and people really freaked out. But manipulation, when you use it scientifically, right? Scientifically, manipulation is the act of handling or controlling something in a skillful manner. Again, manipulation is the act of handling or controlling something in a skillful manner. That's all it is. Now, we can manipulate for the good, or we can manipulate for the bad. It's your intention behind these skillful acts that matters, right? Or that makes it good or bad. something positive or something negative. And often because anxious attachments didn't get their needs met being direct, right? In the past, being direct didn't get their needs met. They resorted to other ways. They resorted to more indirect ways of getting their needs met. So it's a way of manipulating, right? It's skillful ways of getting their needs met. Anxious attachments, right? So they'll sugarcoat, they might lie, they might be agreeable to perhaps appear more appealing and more attractive to others in order to get their needs met. They may stalk, right? In order to meet their needs for certainty or to use that information to their advantage in some way in order to get their needs met. So skillfully trying to do something, skillfully doing something, acting in certain ways in order to meet their needs. So what else, right? Okay, so anxious attachments, they tend to get attached very quickly after hooking up, especially if it's with someone they like. So this is really important to note about yourself if you have an anxious attachment style, or if you're anyone, right? Because you might be hooking up with someone who's anxious attached. So it's good to understand their approach to this. And that's really just because, again, they have that need for connection, right? They have that need for connection. They're very sensitive often. And they really want commitment, right? So they have these more intimate needs, and hooking up can cause them to get more attached and more dependent on getting those needs met. They are often displeased with casual hookups, as their fantasies or expectations about hooking up are often better than reality. Now, you might be wondering, why do I operate this way when it comes to hookups? Why can't I be more cool or detached about it, like avoidance, for instance? And that's because, again, you have a strong need for deeper, more intimate connections, and sex is a way to meet those physical and emotional needs. However, here's the thing, when you start filling those voids, meaning finding other ways to meet your needs for validation, for reassurance, for worthiness, connection, etc., you'll find you'll have less of a desire to meet them through sex, right? You often hear, oh, I have this void, I have this void. You have to learn how to fill that void. What that means is you have unmet needs. You have unmet needs. So when you learn to meet those needs, you meeting those needs personally, relying on a group of people, right? Not just one person, but a group of people to meet these needs for you. Not a group of people to have sex, that's not what I'm saying, but a group of people to meet your emotional needs, right? Whether it's getting a need for validation or connection or, you know, a conversation, connecting, right? We can connect in so many different ways with people. So finding a support system where you can connect with people and fulfill those emotional needs. And here's the thing, by no means am I demonizing sex. How you choose to live and do your thing is completely up to you. But I do believe in setting your intentions, protecting yourself, and of course, having respect for others. Okay. Dismissive avoidance, take an opposite approach, right? And that is not a surprise. Dismissive avoidance prefer casual hookups over committed relationships, as casual hookups don't require emotional intimacy. Dismissive avoidance often operate from a deactivated attachment system, meaning they are more withdrawn and emotionally distant. A deactivated state is due to historically shutting down to self-protect. So somewhere in the past, they learned that intimacy equals pain. And this could be from expressing their emotions and it getting shut down, dismissed, rejected, ridiculed, etc. So their brain has deemed that more vulnerable part of them as unacceptable, right? Being vulnerable is unacceptable. So, and naturally, commitments, they require that type of vulnerability, which is why avoidance avoid it completely, right? They just avoid it altogether. Because of this more withdrawn approach, they don't usually seek or long for situations that require intimacy. And remember that where you fall on the attachment spectrum will determine how you personally experience intimacy. Meaning, if you are avoidant with some anxious aspects, you may crave hookups more. If you're avoidant, leaning more fearful, or are very avoidant, you may crave it less. If you're avoidant with secure, you may have a desire for it, but just you're probably more selective. But to piggyback off of what I was saying before, hookups are seen as primarily physical for dismissive avoidant attachments. They will use hookups to meet their sexual needs, another person's needs, or as a way to reduce stress, as an ego boost, and for some, as a strategy for control. Yes, avoidance also use manipulation strategies to get their needs met. Avoidants are less likely to get attached after a hookup, as there is less emotional connection involved for them. They will either avoid sex or have short-term casual hookups. Once things start to progress, this is when they withdraw. Also, fantasizing about an intimate experience feels emotionally safer than the reality of having one. This is where the excess use of pornography might come into play. They often pursue those that are non-committed, as these people are emotionally safe, right? Non-committed people may include those that are emotionally unavailable, long distance, a work relationship, those in committed relationships, and essentially anyone that is off limits because there's less emotional risk for them. Do you struggle with dating and relationships? Do you find yourself repeating similar relationship patterns, attracted to specific people, wanting to understand why you and others behave in certain ways when it comes to matters of the heart? I have a free 5-day series attachment style guide that will give you insight into how you and others experience love, dating, and relationships, the root cause to your behaviors, your strengths and your challenges within relationships, scientific proof that you can become more secure, and helpful resources to guide you in your healing journey. To claim your freebie, visit the link in this episode's show notes. Now back to the episode. Now we have the fearful avoidance. So fearful avoidant attachments, otherwise known as disorganized attachment, are a blend of both anxious and avoidant attachment styles. They crave intimacy and fear it at the same time, which leads to this more inconsistent and conflicted way of approaching hookups and intimacy. So they can come off extremely passionate in the beginning, like they're totally into you, right? I had partners in the past, because I resonate more with the fearful avoidant, just say, man, you were so into it in the beginning. Like, I don't understand. I'm so confused, right? So they can come off extremely passionate in the beginning, evoking the belief that they're super into you, and then unpredictably shutting down or avoiding you when triggered, right? They may also give the impression that they want to get physically or emotionally intimate. However, when the opportunity arises, they become cold and distant, or they just change their minds. These mixed signals can be very frustrating while simultaneously intoxicating to those on the opposite end, because you can imagine the chemicals that are being released. It's like an addiction, right? You have those extreme highs and those extreme lows, that very hot and cold behavior, which people can really long for and become very addicted to. Like anxious attachments, they crave the intimacy, validation, and connection that hookups can provide, but like avoidance, they fear it at the same time. So kind of going back to what I was saying in terms of the, you know, intoxicating behaviors, they can use, I'm going to be totally honest here too, I use that as manipulation, right? I knew that I could do that to people, and I would manipulate some of the people that I was hooking up with or dating, using some of those strategies. Was it nice? Of course not, right? Was it hurtful? Yes, but I didn't know how else to get my needs met, right? I didn't have these healthier, more secure ways of getting these needs met. So I do feel bad. I really do feel bad for just my old ways of experiencing love and my old ways of kind of treating people. It wasn't very nice, but I now realize that so much of it came from, right, this fearful avoidant attachment style. So the hookup phase can be really fun and exhilarating for the fearful avoidant, but when feelings get involved, the dynamic changes, right? The more connection grows, the more fearful they become. Because of their trust issues, they often pursue emotion-free casual sex. Now, again, this really does depend on where they fall on the attachment spectrum. So if they are more avoidant, they will crave hooking up less. If they are more anxious, they will crave it more. I was fearful avoidant with more anxious, so I definitely craved it more. And lastly, we have the secure attachment style. So secure attachments generally have lower levels of anxiety and avoidance. They tend to see themselves in a positive light, which makes hookups and dating more enjoyable. Secure attachments prefer long-term relationships over hooking up, and will therefore be more selective with who they pursue sexual intimacy with. They generally prefer sexual intimacy within committed relationships, and they're just more mindful of their sexual encounters. All right. So in general, right, talking about all the attachment styles here, the key is to be mindful of your mindful of your impulses. Mindful of your impulses. Challenge them in the moment by asking yourself, is this my attachment system reacting? Right? Is this my attachment system reacting? How do I want to respond differently? How do I want to respond from a more secure version of me? Anxious and fearful avoidance. I want you to get clear on the needs that you are trying to meet. Is it reassurance? Is it validation? Is it worth? Is it love? Is it affection? Where else can you maybe meet these needs so that you're not just blindly hooking up with people and feeling, you know, just empty afterwards? So a little bit more self-disclosure here. You know, this really used to be me, kind of filling these voids blindly, right? Always going out, always kind of on the apps, you know, just trying to find somebody to fill this void. Was it fun, right? Were these nights fun? Were these hookups fun? Yes, they were so much fun. They were so, so much fun. Did it meet my needs for attention, for connection, for validation? Yeah, it really did. It really, really did. But it was momentary. The next day, I was either regretting the decision or I didn't hear back from them. Or sometimes, you know, we had a little fling, but it eventually kind of fizzled out. So was it ultimately fulfilling, right? Was it ultimately fulfilling? Not really, because what I really wanted was to feel loved, to feel supported, cared for, protected, desired by someone special. What I didn't know I needed was that I had to love myself, support myself, care for myself, protect myself, desire myself in order to really fill that void, right? But whatever you choose, I want you to just be mindful. Just be mindful and create a support system to help you meet those needs, right? To help you meet those deeper emotional needs that you have. Lastly, work on creating a more secure attachment style that is always, always, always the goal and always available to you. All of us can work on shifting our insecurities and becoming more secure. And when you are more confident in yourself, when you're more confident in your needs, your soothing strategies, your values, your intentions, your impulses, your decisions, your feelings, your thoughts, your behaviors, you name it, you make healthier, more conscious choices in your life. And I actually have a new free 5-day series for you called The Anxious Attachment Style Guide to help you understand the way you experience dating and relationships on a more intimate level. All right, so to claim that freebie, visit the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.